game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's October 18th, 2016. It's a Tuesday morning, Slim. And you know what is a mere week away?
I had to look outside. It's like, no, it's not.
It's a week away, man. The season is a week away. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I got opening day. They still do that in basketball, right?
Opening night and opening tip off.
NBA, well, I bet I know who's playing opening night.
NBA tip-off. I know the Spurs are playing, I think the Warriors. But I know the Spurs are playing because they play at 10:30, and I've already decided I'm going to brave it and watch the whole game.
Oof, got to wake up early for work, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be rough. We're going to make it happen, though. Opening night, we got the Knicks going to the Cavs. That's the 8 o'clock game. Then, as always, the Utah Jazz, don't they always seem to play on opening night but not on a primetime game? Didn't that happen last year?
The backup game, the perennial backup game?
Yeah, something like that. Utah at Portland, and then, yeah, Spurs at Warriors at 10:30. Great game.
Yeah, that's a good start.
I think the Spurs are going to win it because the Warriors will lose their first game, and then everyone will panic. Just like what happened to LeBron.
They're going to panic, huh?
No, they're going to panic. They're going to say this doesn't work. It was a terrible acquisition. They should have stuck with Harrison Barnes.
No, those Golden State fans seem to be pretty smart. I don't know.
Yeah. Although I will say, for the whole season, hopefully he gets playing time so I can go, McCaw! A lot.
That's what you've been waiting on?
McCall!
All right, yeah, so I was thinking about that. All right. You'll have to make that into some like little Vine video.
Oh, no, we'll have to find something.
Add audio to the website. Every time someone goes to it at work, they'll get a...
I'll change that to my text tone. McCall! Yeah. Slim's talking REO with me.
You saying it.
We'll obviously talk those games when we preview the season next week. And Slim, everyone should know we are now on our 2-a-week schedule. Woo! 2 podcasts. We're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, about that time.
I know.
Too much happening too quickly now.
We're likely going to have them out on Tuesday morning and Friday morning as the lead posts. I think that'll be the plan. It may change to Tuesday, Thursday. But we're still figuring that all out. So either way, most weeks until we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays and all that will be 2 podcasts a week. So Slim, I blame you for this next thing entirely. This is all your fault.
I take responsibility, I guess.
Yeah, I preemptively got you to take responsibility. That's it. Why didn't you remind me to have people post their teams on the podcast comments? I saw you in a comment say, oh, I thought about this, but I didn't tell JB about it yet.
Well, we're finishing up rankings. That took priority.
That's true. Okay. All right. Well, I rescind you taking all responsibility for this. But we will review your teams on the podcast on our show next Tuesday morning. We're going to do that as the bulk of the show and then preview those games to start the season. So if you want your team reviewed on the podcast, we do them on the air 1 to 2 minutes about for each team. Post your team in the comments on this podcast post. If you put it on other comments, we're just going to answer like a normal comment. But if you put it on this podcast post on basketball.rasball.com, we'll review it on next week's show. We'll remind you of this again on the next show. But on the next show, we're not going to have time to review teams because we're doing an REL live podcast, Slim. Are you excited for that one?
Yeah, I remember it last year. It was fun. We brought in half dozen or so people.
It was a few.
Do that again.
Yeah, we did bring in 3 or 4. That's right. I think we're only bringing in 2 this time. And yes, it's a little bit of a vanity project because it's our league, but it's a league we talk about a lot. We put it on the post a lot. Readers comprise of a lot of it. Early readers that started this. Slim, do you remember? I think I brought this up last year. You remember that's how we met? is that I
Originally, sure.
Yeah, opening casting call when I started the REL, and you wanted in, and then from there, the rest is history.
Yeah, I just remember the very first little piece of writing I gave you was about Patrick Beverley. He'll always have a piece in my heart.
Oh, man. Speaking of Patrick Beverley, and a good transition to what we're talking about on the show today, we're going to go through all the guys I changed in my ranks up or down in the top 200, because most of the news in preseason includes these guys, and then we'll talk about some guys that are not in the ranks yet and other guys Slim's watching. But one last thing I want to mention before we go into our main segment is to this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern, we're going to put the RCL post back up one last time, get everyone's leagues filled out. And there may be a surprise league on there, Slim.
Maybe.
Yeah, so check that out. 1 o'clock this afternoon on basketballtorazball.com for the RCL post going back up. Should be a fun league in there.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to talk about some rankings updates?
Yeah, we got some good and some bad. That'll be a nice little change from the usual injury mid-season madness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, any rankings or, you know, jostling mid-season is almost always injuries that take stark falls. Guys that are doing good gradually go up. But injuries will start this one off with Brow. I moved him from 6 to 9.
Okay. I see Whiteside's coming up a little bit.
Yeah, moved Paul to 6, Giannis to 7, Whiteside to 8. I know you said in a comment you like Giannis at 6. I mean, Giannis, Paul, flip a coin. They're really close. I just kind of like the safety of Paul.
Yeah, I can't really argue with it. I mean, there's risk there with Giannis. It's just it's going to be more entertaining.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. It's going to be ridiculously entertaining. But yeah, if you missed it somehow, Brow rolled his ankle in China when he was playing an exhibition game there. And might miss the beginning of the year. Here we go again.
Again, huh? I can't even count the number of times we're at now.
Yeah.
I really hope this isn't my problem. I'm trying really hard to avoid this.
Yeah, I'm looking at this range on Fantasy Pros. Still 4 to 13. I don't know. Sounds like I'm towards the end of this now. But I don't know how many people updated based on the entry. My number 9 is tied for 4th worst. 4 people.
The only guy I have above him that you don't have is Kawhi.
Wow.
I think the safety net there is kind of nice.
Agree. Okay, so there's the flip side of the earlier our earlier flip. I obviously love Kawhi. REL is all, but I mean, you know my argument in head to head, I want the stat killers.
Yeah. I mean, the blocks have come down a little bit last year.
Yeah. No disagreement, but he's going to get more rebounds. He's going to score more.
Yeah, it's, you know, when right, it's definitely favors Brow, but, you know, it's just tough to believe at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'll still take the
risk.
I
still have him over LeBron because we know LeBron's going to miss some games late anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And quick mention to our head-to-head playoff schedule post. If you didn't check that out, 2016-17 ranks. The second link on there is the head-to-head playoff schedule. We talk about the Cavs schedule in there and obviously all the other team schedules, but really hate their schedule because I think we mentioned this on a show like 2 months ago now. But they go in the semis at three games in the semis at Denver, then on a Wednesday, which is high altitude, they might bench guys, and then Friday, Saturday at Charlotte, then Washington. So you get a at Denver and a back to back in the semis. He might play one of those games.
That sounds risky. The back to back, that definitely that late in the season. That's got some risk. There's no doubt about it.
Plus, he's
they've made no qualm about it either. They've let us know it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, you're at Denver, then you fly to Charlotte, and then you get to Washington. No, you fly to Charlotte, then you fly to Cleveland, all in 3 days. Yeah, that's
right. If there's a game that's off, it's probably that Charlotte game, but that's a long way away.
Yeah. Anyway, so more nuggets of wisdom there. in the head-to-head playoff post, so check that out. Next guy I moved is Chandler Parsons down to 42. It wasn't a huge move. I think I had him, 38, I think is right. But down four within the top 50, I felt like still highlighting it. Just getting more and more worried about the knee, but I still think it's going to be a great year.
He was pretty good once he came back last year until he got hurt again.
I know, it's such a risk.
It's risky. I think in most drafts he's fallen pretty far past this 42 number.
Yeah, it moves me closer to the pack. I'm still number one on Fantasy Pros. Only one other person has him top 50. The rest seem to be right at that 60 range.
I think top 50, second half is kind of the floor.
Yeah, I mean they're going to use him so much. Over under why over under when I have your projection literally in front of me? In the second half though, over under four assists.
Tisdale was Miami guy and had LeBron and said they want to run him like they ran LeBron. I mean it's possible. If Randolph isn't out there as much, maybe.
It's not like Conley's a high assist guy. Gasol might not play a ton of minutes. He's a big facilitator for
him. Tony Allen doesn't do a whole lot of anything.
Poor Tony.
So, yeah, it's completely possible. Second half, if everything's going right and he gets up to the 34-plus minutes, sure, I'll take the over just because, they do want to run the offense through him.
Yeah. All right, well, I still like Parsons. I know it's a risk that early.
They gave him a max contract. Like, they definitely believe in him.
Yeah, that was a big argument I had a lot, too. I think they make good personnel moves. That they're always a playoff team.
They're not thinking 3 years down the road.
No,
this is a winning team.
They want to be a playoff team every year and hope to strike magic at the end, kind of like that Mavericks team that one year. Right, Slim?
I don't want to hear about it.
moved Gordon Hayward down to 47. I think I had him like 42, something like that. So it wasn't a big move. Still clearly a top 50 guy. He's just going to miss a couple weeks. It wasn't just like your garden variety fracture. Did you hear Rodney Hood talking about it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. He's
one of those hot in a jersey, I think.
Oh, he said you could see the bone sticking out. I'm not squeamish.
No, not at all. Yeah, in a league with the ILIR spot, whatever they call it, it shouldn't really have much effect on you. You can cover those stats in 2 weeks.
Yeah, agreed. It was still enough to move him down just a couple. I mean, Gordon Hayward versus Batum.
There's more upside with Hayward.
Probably.
The
scoring's the big difference. Batum's going to get a lot more assists, though.
Probably a goodly amount. Batum's had stretches of bad field goal percent. The turnovers are pretty bad, too.
So is Hayward. We coined the term labradoodles from Hayward.
Yeah, those were his shots, though. Yeah, he had that rough year.
Yeah, I know.
He brought it back a little bit, though.
I think those two are pretty similar, so I think I have Hayward with the right range.
I haven't seen Labradoodle in a while.
I know. It'll be back. I mean, once the daily notes get back into... right now, I'm in, rankings grind. Constantly updating rankings and checking news and all that stuff. Once we get into the daily notes, I feel like things get more fun, more flow, more jokes.
Okay. I look forward to it.
You don't sound convinced.
Jeez. Man, I'm fighting some allergies right now.
Oh, that's all right. Feel better out there. You've been playing too much golf. You know how you don't get allergies? Is if you play Tiger Woods inside.
Yeah. Too much pollen, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
All right. I moved D'Angelo Russell up to 53, right in the middle of our point guard run. I think I had him 59, so I was already really high on him. But he looks good this preseason. Such a big opportunity. And
My projection is way underselling the lack of Kobe out there.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, maybe I'll try to table most of this for when we talk about these players who I also moved in the ranks. mostly the other person starting next one. But it looks like Clarkson's going to play sixth man.
I think he'll be fine. I think he'll still finish games. I think he'll still be 30 minutes. It's just not going to be 36.
Yeah, I agree with
and,
that.
And, you know, at second unit, he might have a few more assists, so he'll be running the offense there. So it'll be okay.
It's like you wrote my updated blurb. I said less minutes but more assists, so no change in the rank for Clarkson. But I do think that helps Russell because, you know, Lou Williams can get a couple assists, but Russell's just going to be the engine of the offense. Unless, of course, Mozgov takes over.
Yeah, that's point center Mozgov. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
See, I have Russell. Yeah, I've got it. Conley, Schroeder, Teague, Russell, and Alfred.
Poor Alfred.
I keep seeing people posting their teams with Alfred drafted 90, 100. I just don't understand. And Roto, it'd be a little further down maybe, but in head to head, I just don't get it.
DJ Augustine stealing that job.
Yeah, right.
You don't believe, huh? Well, no, you have him a lot higher than I think most people believe he'll finish.
Is that?
I'm with you, though. I like the way it's looked so far. It's looked bad in preseason. He's not ready yet. That hip he's got isn't 100%, but I believe in him. He's still young.
Yeah, is the Augustine, that's not real. Were you just making that up that people, or is that an actual rumor?
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Okay,
anywhere.
I'm just being sure that I still have Scott Skiles like okay. Delirium trimmings, like, you know what I mean, like Skiles, no. Like, I can so see some,
yeah,
like
it's Orlando fans can't put that much on their plate at once.
I really like Frank Vogel. I'm going to like this team.
Yeah, you know, Fournier, Alpha Dog. It's going to be fun.
Alpha Virgin.
The haircut is ridiculous, but whatever.
What does it look like now?
It's a beard. Not quite Miritich, but it's getting there. And then he's got it pulled back in a bun still.
Oh, he still has the slick back bun?
Yeah, beard and a bun, yeah.
Beard and bun. Another good nickname for him. All right, moving along. Jeremy Lin, I moved up to 67. Another shout out to the head-to-head playoff schedule because they have an awesome playoff schedule.
Yeah, and it is looking like they're going to let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah, exactly. There's another good hair player.
And it's another guy that's getting drafted in most leagues well after this. Well, 67 is probably pretty good.
Yeah. Schedule. One of only a few teams to go 4-4-4 with their schedule. Plus, in all 3 weeks of the playoffs, they play on Tuesday, Thursday.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday, I didn't go too far into it, but the Thursday thing for sure.
Tuesdays were, I mean, both of them were.
It's more important that they're not playing on Wednesday and Friday.
Exactly. Some of the Tuesdays, they weren't full, but, you know, they were like half full. Glass half full. So I like Lin a lot. Let me see where I have him in Fantasy Pros versus everyone else real quick. Where's his name? He's probably way down here somewhere.
It shouldn't be that bad. His minutes are...
Oh, my God. Consensus is 92. Site projection from hashtag baseball. You're a computer! Hashtag baseball. Get out of expert consensus. I feel like I
seem to be basketball. I hope baseball people aren't making.
Oh, did I say hashtag baseball? I meant hashtag basketball. Well, taking out the computer, I am now number one on Jeremy Lin at 67. So.
Okay.
Definitely
get him most of the time.
Big, one of the biggest movers this, oh my God, like, half the people that moved in the ranks were freaking Sixers. They're such a nightmare. But I moved Nerlens Noel down to 76. I think I had him at like 48. So no trades made for their big men. Embiid looks like a monster. Obviously, we're talking about him in a second. But now Nerlens Noel is doubtful for the opener with a groin injury.
Yeah, and you still have Okafor looming.
Okafor's garbage.
He's going to play.
Yeah. Well, it's the Sixers, so they like to play garbage. I hate this team!
But none of these guys are power forward, so that's kind of a problem.
There's all sorts of problems there.
Yeah, there's all sorts of problems. I don't have Noel anywhere. I don't really plan on it.
Over, under...
I didn't trust it last year. They had a pre-draft like 25 last year, and I thought that was bonkers.
For Okafor?
No, Noel.
Oh, yeah, his rank last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little too high. I was fairly high on him too, but I don't think I reached those levels.
Yeah, it's too much competition.
It's going to be really
Hopefully somebody gets traded. It opens up and everybody's draftable, hopefully.
Over under 1.5 players get traded from the Sixers out of Noel, Okafor, and Embiid.
Number of players traded.
Oh, that got really confusing.
They're going to probably trade him and bring in another center, right?
Nerlens Noel traded for Bismack Biyombo.
Oh, they're going to Monroe or something.
Oh, God. That's the Sixers for you. All right. Next guy moved is going pretty far further down. Going further down. Marcus Morris. I moved down to 111. I think I had him about 101. And it's nothing from preseason or anything. It's just every time I've gotten to that point in my draft, I'm like, there's like four guys ahead of my queue.
Yeah, he's the opposite of a metrics guy.
Why is he the opposite of a metrics guy?
Well, 2% that are a bit below average. Turnovers aren't great. Counting stats seem to just kind of pile up without being, you know, great anywhere.
Okay, I can buy that. It's
with him losing a couple of minutes this year, it's not going to be worth it.
It's some good
deep league is great though. You love him in a deep. Yeah,
very consistent. I think I owned him last year in a couple leagues, and I was happy with it all the time. I held on to him.
Yeah, he had stretches where he was better than others. I mean, the 2.3 assists are kind of sneaky.
Yeah, agree. And they'll probably be decent again as long as he gets the same playing time with Reggie hurt.
Yeah, he's Marcus is nursing something, but I don't think it's anything serious.
Is he nursing a baby giraffe? Because that would be interesting.
Very interesting.
I don't know where that came from. All right, here's the big one. The biggest person that moved in my ranks. You got to start buying in at some point, but I moved Embiid up to 119.
119, okay. 119. How many minutes? Is he going to be 26, 28 end of the year at least?
Yes.
Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah.
Because early, I don't know how well this is going to work out early.
I think it'll be okay.
Trouble. There's going to be plenty of off nights.
Agree.
He's not going to have the kind of minutes to come back from an off night either, from a bad start.
He just looks so good. He looks like he could be fine in 22 minutes and be back-end ownable. 119 is just back-end ownable. I mean, guys are
It's not quite your last round or last two rounds, but it's up there. There's probably some pretty good names around here, you know. Hollis Jefferson if you need steals, Randolph for a rebounder, Mirotić.
You know me and Mirotić. I know his ADP's a few rounds higher, but I don't know. I think there's enough here where you get a couple blocks, you get 7 or 8 rebounds, you get 14 points maybe even in 20 minutes.
It's the Sixers. I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's enough of a high enough range where you can take enough of the risk there. And you still
back of back-to-backs is going to be frustrating.
Yeah.
I think in a redraft, I'm just letting this be somebody else for this year, and you know, I'll have fun with it next year.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be that much fun. I mean, 20-minute nights.
I mean, they keep bringing them further and further up in those minutes. Right now in Fantasy Pros, where do we got here? 129 is his consensus. Me at 119 is towards the higher end of the gray. That's actually really surprising. But again, I don't know how often people are updating these. His stock is obviously going up.
Yeah, I mean, when he does play, he looks good. I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a great comment that if you write Embiid out in all caps with several I's, did you see this?
No.
Oh, my. It's hilarious. So if you're listening on a computer or something, write out Embiid with several I's in all caps, and it looks very, very phallic. It is incredible. That was one of my favorite comments I've ever seen. I got to try to remember who wrote it. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Okay. But, I see where you're going with this now.
Yeah. Dorian. Thank you, Dorian. You definitely get a podcast shout out for that. Oh, that is awesome. I've got a that is great. I think I've killed Slim with that.
No, I'm just I can't. Now's not the time for me to check, I think.
You got someone watching you?
No.
You worried about that Google history?
Yes, it's gonna. Yeah, no. I think you're probably the first, or Dorian's the first to notice this.
I don't know. I want to Google around and try to find it, but I have a feeling I'm gonna see some really bad things. So I don't know. That's he said that he just like typed it out for like a team name and just happened to notice it. We're gonna make this happen, Dorian. Dorian, you will get credit the whole time, but this is gonna become an internet revelation.
Yes, because there isn't enough of this on the internet.
I still have Google Safe Search, Slim. I don't know what you're talking about. I only see nice things on the internet.
You believe in censorship? You mean?
Oh God, let's have a nice political debate. Yeah. All right. Let's move along before we get in any more trouble. 125, I moved up Josh Richardson. He's progressing pretty well. He's probably not going to make the opener, but when he first suffered the injury, it was sounding like he might miss like a month.
There's nothing that I've been impressed with on the Miami Wings in the preseason. When he comes in, he's playing. It's happening.
Tyler Johnson at the two?
Some. A little.
That impress you a little?
Play next to each other a bunch.
Okay. What about Dion Waiters? He's your favorite player.
I'm still not completely against him starting.
Wow. Wow. Paradigm shift right here.
He's just supposed to stand back there and shoot a three. I mean, he's not supposed to do anything else.
Jeez. Stop praising Dion Waiters so much, Slim. This is the best you've talked about him your whole life.
Well, you know, the Heat like to run their second unit guys. Like, when they brought Whiteside off the bench just to kind of even out the way they had their guys split up. We don't want our second unit to be only bench guys.
Yeah, that's true. So you're saying Dion Waiters is a bench guy in a starter's role?
Yes.
Okay. That's more the Slim I know and love.
I hope he gets about 18, 20 minutes in a starter's role.
Oh, God.
He starts each half. That's it.
Hey, when Richardson's back, I can't dispute that. But until J. Rich is back, Waiters, I think, will play a little more than that.
Okay. I still don't even know if that makes him 150.
It doesn't. I don't have him that high, do I? I don't know where.
Probably not.
Yeah, well, I'll find him at some point. All right, now's where I start moving a lot of guys around. It was more towards the back end of the draft here. P-Bev, I moved down to 131. It sounds like he's going to miss a few games with this knee thing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Can't ever be healthy.
No. So, more last-round flyer there. Only two below him now. I moved him way up. That's Matthew Dellavedova. And here's where we can talk about the trade. There was a trade in the NBA.
Trade
time. Michael Carter Williams gets traded to the Bulls for Tony Snell.
Yes. You know, I do like Schnell.
I like Schnell.
I know. Everyone likes Schnell. But, the upside for him isn't really that great.
Agree.
He's still kind of a last round pick in the 12th. Snell, that is, not Dellavedova.
Yeah. We'll wrap up on Snell in a minute because he did make my ranks. Dellavedova, I'm pulling it up now. Sorry, I'm lazy and typing on my computer. My iPad is so slow now. No, you love your Apple products, Slim.
I'm not surprised. If I were to say I didn't smile when you say that, I'd be lying.
Dellavedova has 19 assists in 3 preseason games to 6 turnovers.
Yeah, this is
pretty good.
A little more than we expected. I don't think it's really hurting Giannis yet. We'll have to see how that goes.
Have you done Dellavedova's projection yet?
No. That would have changed.
Well, yeah, it would have changed anyway. Over under, let's be bold, 5 assists.
Oh, man, there is just no competition. Let me hold on. I'm at Giannis. 23 minutes, about 6-5 assists. Or no, 4-2. Ooh, Giannis assists are down.
It's preseason.
So in 24 minutes in each game, approximately, he's got 2-2, 6-4.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's
preseason. No, that's definitely not great.
I mean, that's what, like 5-ish a game in his normal 34.
Ooh, it's going to make an impact on, man, this isn't good. I like MCW being out there because nobody wants him to have the ball.
At least of all the Bucks who just cut him.
Well, kind of look over there and like, oh, no, can't go that way. I don't know. I mean, it's something worth watching. I'm going to have to watch one of these preseason games and really see if this is a thing.
Giannis
is going to go back to being a 5-6 guy instead of the 7-8 assist guy he was end of the year last year.
That's possible. I mean, it
won't change the ranks, though.
No, because, I mean, you're still getting so much out of position stuff. And if he's not assisting much, it just means the scoring is going to go up. They need him to score so bad.
Oh, yeah, with Middleton down, sure. It's not much changes. The steals and blocks are still going to be there. The turnover might actually come down too a bit.
That's true. Do I need to consider moving Dellavedova up more?
I mean, it screams like McConnell from last year.
Yeah, it's very preseason noise. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's no competition for minutes.
Yeah, with
and he's a good defender, which should keep him out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's. I think I wouldn't. I saw the Ish versus him, and you know. Ish, Frazier, these guys that we don't know have a season-long value. I might do Dellavedova first. I might have to look right now and see if he's even available in my other league.
That's probably a good call. I should probably do that too. I think I saw him added in one of my. Let's just take a moment to all check our fantasy leagues real quick. You listener as well, go ahead and just start open up your fantasy league real quick and check.
You
it out.
Drafted mine.
Oh, okay. Dellavedova, owned by Yappers. Wait, damn it. Did I do the REO league, or is Yappers just happen to be in both? No, I was in the right league. Yappers is following me around.
Yeah, I don't think I can say mine on air, so okay.
Let's see. I want to find Della on... Wow. His consensus is 124, but his range is 81 to 200.
Yeah, 81, believe, probably has MCW in, like, the 60s.
Oh, it's...
The other way around. The 200 guy probably has MCW way up there.
Oh, it might. But the 81 is stupid hashtag basketball with sight projections. Ugh.
He knows something. He's got insider information.
So the highest person is 106, Dan from Legion Report. Shout out to Legion Report. They're fun guys. They're nice. 133. I have him fourth among experts now, so I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, he should absolutely be owned in 12ers.
I mean, that's what I answered that comment with. I said I think Ish is a must own, and Dellavedova is pretty much a must own.
Yeah, Dellavedova is a one steal guy tops. The 3 should be kind of solid.
You got some dogs around.
Yeah, he's dreaming.
all right. So that's Della. 2 point guards I moved down. Chris Dunn, why didn't you yell at me for having him at 115? That was just way too high.
Why didn't anybody else? No, it's...
It's all on you, Slim. I put everything on your...
Fell in love with Summer League.
Yeah, I think there's still an opportunity there, but more as a last round. Like, you're definitely taking Dellavedova over him.
So. He's a nice dynasty target because the minutes are still kind of guaranteed.
Yeah, you're going to get something from him to start. So
yeah, that's kind of the best thing going.
Right. And then I meant to look this up before we recorded, but has Jared Bayless, is there news on his wrist yet? I haven't seen anything. Yeah, I moved him down to 141, and that's just like last pick. I'll take a flyer and hope that this is nothing. But it
does, this is really not helping. If what's his name, Sergio or McConnell runs away with the job, it's not impossible that Bayless comes off the bench after this.
Yeah, agree. Brown says, Coach Brett Brown said there's no timetable still, and Bayless admitted that the results of his last MRI were not good.
Well, not good means not on my team. If you have Bayless, check and see if Dellavedova is available.
Yeah, it's a good point. Check right now while you're listening, like we did. I really liked his upside there because they needed shooting in the worst way.
He might still be a decent six man coming off the bench. It's not terrible. He might still be useful later on.
All right, well.
Just not worth it. The upside isn't good enough to hold on.
Stay tuned there. It sounds more and more likely he's going to be completely out of my ranks with some sort of long injury issue coming out soon.
Which is not good is not usually what they say. So, yeah I agree.
Gary Harris, your boyfriend, moved him up to 145. I'd absolutely take him over Bayless, so I need to move him up a little further. There'd be some jostling there. But we've beat this to death in the comments and in the podcast. Your love for Gary Harris knows no bounds. You irrationally throw stats at him that make no sense. It's out of control.
Sure, why not?
You can check out the comment. Did we do that comment exchange on the top 200 post? I think we did.
You're asking questions I don't know an answer to.
I think we had another debate in the past day or two on Gary Harris. So search the comments, you can find that. Moved Eric Gordon up to 148. That was a big move up. Patrick Beverly hurt, and just Gordon's gonna play a lot. It's just his health concerns there too. He's worth drafting though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very thragmatic.
Not gonna get much out of side of the points and threes, so it's something.
Very thragnoffy.
But that's what you're looking for that late anyway. A lot of teams need points and threes at the last pick.
Man,
a guy that might not, you know, last the season isn't a terrible waste of a last pick.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 experts who ranked him top 100.
Ooh.
I am by far the last on Eric Gordon. Have any of these people owned Eric Gordon in his 8 years in the league? What the hell?
Yeah, 50, 55 games. That's kind of, that'd be a good season.
The dude who has him number one or tied at number one at 88 is the same guy who had Dellavedova 200.
Okay, he's a little behind the times or ahead of the times, one of the two. He knows something I don't know.
I think that's a clear answer between those two for me. But moving on, Lou Williams at 152. We've talked about him a couple times. You know, I love Lou Williams' skill set, and he's going to start, play over under 29 minutes a game.
Yeah, probably a little under once it gets to the end of the year.
Yeah, I can't dispute that, but I still think he's going to have a pretty good year.
Right, but right next to Eric Gordon makes complete sense. It's very similar. Slight offset in categories with free throws instead of the points.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle on Lou Williams versus the very end on Eric Gordon. But
you know, he does give them a little stability in the backcourt. He's by far their oldest, most veteran player.
There are going to be some games when D'Angelo Russell's like 2 for 13 where Lou Williams is just going to go off.
Yeah. I still think when that happens, Clarkson's going to be out there with the ball in his hands.
True, but
I think the assist upside for Sweet Lou is kind of I think it's capped at his age.
Okay. No, I agree. It's for threes in the free throw volume, which I talk about a lot with him. I love it. Guy I moved up again. This is the third straight ranks update where I've moved him up. I love Jeremy Grant. He is so freaking underrated.
I mean, he's better. He keeps getting better every year. It's every year he puts something in his game that wasn't there the year before. He's good. I'm impressed.
Matt Bohannon from Fantasy Couch is the only guy who has him ranked higher than me, and almost all the experts have him outside the top 200. I've got him up, as I said, 156. They're going to play him at some small forward. They have nothing at small forward. He's playing that some in the preseason. He's going to get blocks. He's having a great preseason. I don't understand why no one else is on this.
Yeah, and he's starting to stretch the floor a little better nowadays.
Yeah, he's taking
threes.
Not
really coming along.
I mean, he hasn't shot that good from deep. He's 2-for-7 from downtown in the preseason. But he's playing a lot of minutes. He's taking shots. He's got 5 steals and 5 blocks in 6 preseason games. 9-plus points in every game. Playing consistent. His free throw volume is huge right now in preseason. And he's actually making most of them.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, you got 59% the first year, 66 last year. I wouldn't be shocked to see it north of 70.
And look at his assist to turnover. Oh, my God. 18 to 5 assist turnover in 5 games. You know, it's like that's 3.5 assists a game, which is awesome.
He was 1.5 for his career prior. Was 1.5, 1.5. This is, it's going to get paid. I don't know when it's going to happen, but he's going to get paid by somebody.
This is the real under the radar guy coming out of the Sixers, I think.
And they keep drafting guys at his position. He still finds the time to.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, there's news reports coming out that they keep wanting him to play and excel at small forward because they want him to play.
What's happening with Saric and Simmons eventually? One of them needs to play small forward too.
Yeah, I mean, this is redraft for now, but if he excels, I mean he's still young. It's for Dynasty too. The talent finds a way. Life finds a way, Slim.
Yes. He's not a free agent next year.
The year after.
Wow, what a contract.
Yeah. Life finds a way. I watched a little bit of Jurassic World the other day when I was at a hotel and had like HBO or something. That movie is awful.
Okay. I mean, the scene where they're running with the velociraptors is probably the high point.
Yeah,
my opinion.
The motorcycle going through them and stuff.
Well, they're running with the motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst movie ever made. It's just not good at all.
You have issues with the cell phone reception.
The cell phone reception went out like 5 times at the most opportune moments. Bryce Dallas Howard's character was the most cliche idiot. Just everything about that was so cliche. Ugh, killed me. We got to try to wrap this up. We're going overtime already. Moved Etwan Moore up to 166. Maybe not quite 12 or draftable, but I think he's going to get a lot of minutes.
Early especially.
Yep, because he can play point guard, shooting guard, or small forward, really. And that's where all their injuries are. Well, their injuries are everywhere because it's the Pelicans. All the Pelicans are hurt again. How does this keep happening?
Yeah, this first week or two, he's going to be worth streaming. I have a feeling he'll be a hotly added and drop player.
Slim, explain to me how the Pelicans are always hurt and they have the same medical staff. Explain it to me, please. Give me sanity.
No way, man. They're going to lock me up if they try to explain insane. Yeah, no thank you.
Oh, out of control. I moved Joe Johnson up to 179. I think I had him around 190, so not a huge boost, but gets a little extra playing time with Gordon Hayward hurt the first few weeks, and I think he's going to be a big part of their second unit.
I mean, you know, he's good filling if they have another injury.
Yeah.
When Hayward's back. I don't expect him to make it, 28 minutes through the year.
No, I don't either.
Those days are over.
Yeah, it's low enough, but he'll get a couple assists and a couple threes every now and then.
Probably more of just a spot-up shooter now.
Yeah, I think he can get some. I mean, you look at their second unit, Exum's still, I mean, the jury's still out on what he really is, but I don't think he's going to be really pass first. And then you got Trey Lyles and, you know, I don't know. I think he's going to be a facilitator for the second unit.
I guess a little. You know, there's, the minutes are going to be so closely watched. This is a team that thinks they're making the playoffs, so they're going to want them for that part.
Yeah, super low end. Wrapping up our Schnell talk, I moved him up to 188. I don't think he's draftable in 12ers. It's so Thragnoff. And the minutes are, I mean, if he's shooting bad, they're just going to throw Vaughn in and figure stuff out.
I'm disappointed what this does to Brogdon.
Yeah, makes Brogdon probably D-League, right?
No, he'll get his minutes. I think he'll be coming off the bench playing. I think he'll, I think he can probably, Vaughn probably doesn't get off the bench anymore.
Okay, you think Brogdon leapfrogs?
I think Brogdon can be their backup point guard.
Really? Backup point guard?
Well.
Yeah, they don't have any more point guards. That is true.
He can defend, so I think that's what they'll predominantly ask him to do.
Yeah. I mean, Snell's a really good defender, too. That does help their... They have a pretty good defensive line.
Yeah, especially their starting lineup of Jabari and Monroe.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, that's what I bet. The perimeter defense is good.
Although, what, Plumlee going to be starting?
Yeah, they're going to start Plumlee and then hopefully play Henson some at some point. I don't know.
And Monroe at some point, too?
I can't wait for him to. I own Plumlee and Henson now in REL. I am the number one fan of a Monroe trade right now.
Yeah, I know.
That's, but I think it's going to happen.
Once it does happen, though, that's a nice little combo.
Yeah, and I mean, both Plumlee and Henson are paid. So it makes sense, both financially and long-term, to get rid of Monroe. Get him the fuck out of here. I usually don't drop the F-bombs. You know, I can still put PG-13 on Blog Talk Radio because I only dropped it once.
Oh, they're counting, huh?
No, they're not. That's the MPAA thing. You can drop one F-bomb in a PG-13 movie. You knew
this,
right?
This is a movie. But all right.
Oh,
we'll cut the system. I'm down.
What other censorship rules have I got? I mean, we did talk about Embiid stuff. So, I mean, I guess we're kind of all over the place. Wrapping up my changes. Two guys making in the back end, 199 and 200. TJ McConnell. He'll move way up if Bayless is indeed out, because we're still kind of figuring that out. Would you?
Yeah, this could be Sergio. This could be McConnell. Who knows?
I like McConnell over Sergio. I mean, McConnell's always...
they paid Sergio. It's a one-year deal, but they gave him $8 million.
Brown likes McConnell.
That's pay-to-play money.
It could be like 26-22. I mean, they'll be close. I think McConnell's
going to
play.
Played a little off-guard in his career.
All right. Well,
it's just without Bayless, there's plenty of minutes.
Agree. So we'll have to figure that out if Bayless is out a long time. And lastly, at number 200, I don't see it happening to where you... This is where we're going to disagree here. You said he's must-own in 12ers, Marquese Chriss.
I mean, must-own.
I'm
assuming
sure
this is a competitive league, obviously, right? Like, this isn't a bunch of people that draft and then don't do anything until the season starts. These are people that are... picking up the player before he does good, not people that are waiting for him to do good and then picking him up.
You said a lot of things there that really fast that I kind of lost. So you think he's like a draft, a pick him up just because you don't want to be the guy who doesn't own him?
This is not unlike where we were at with Porzingis last year.
Yeah, I mean, we had Porzingis.
Not far off.
I don't
know. I mean, is Dudley even ready to play yet? Is Alex Lynn going to be the starting power forward? I haven't heard anybody say that.
That's also true. But, I mean, is Bender legit going to play only small forward?
Is Bender going to play? Who's looking better right now, especially at power forward?
True. But, I mean, this is still preseason.
But what if he got 24 minutes out of the gate?
I still don't think he'd be doing anything like we're seeing in preseason. Just so everyone knows, if they didn't catch it, his last game was absolutely bonkers. 7 of 14 from the field, hit 3 threes, 17 points, 6 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 4 blocks in 34 minutes. Well, there's one thing right there. He's not playing 34 minutes.
No, I don't expect that early. But, you know, if he gets 24 minutes early, I think the numbers could be good enough to hold on to until it does go bonkers. There's just so much potential here. And the role is there for the taking.
I'm looking at who the...
He doesn't have to start. He actually, that was a start at center, too. So he can play two positions.
And the Mavericks actually played their starting lineup. So a lot of games, like some of the lines, like Steven Adams, I think it was last night, had this huge line. And who are they playing again? They played a team that benched literally everyone.
Yeah, this is true.
You gotta,
it was just nice to see him be such a big part of the offense.
Sure. I mean, he was doing some crazy nice pick and roll with Westbrook. I watched some highlights of that. But
yeah, he's way ahead of Kanter Adams.
Yeah. All right, well, let's transition into that. Because one guy I don't have in here that we were texting about today was Domantas Sabonis. Am I saying that right?
Sure.
Is he? Do you really think he's going to start?
I mean, he's started all three so far.
Yeah.
Kanter's definitely better off the bench when you don't, you know, need a point guard to make plays.
Should I add him into my ranks? Do I need to do this?
Top 200. If he gets the starting job, then yeah. I mean, but it's kind of up in the air right now. I know people think Ilyasova's should have been the guy or could be the guy. I don't even know if that's going to happen.
You don't want to play him at... I guess he'd be playing power forward, technically.
The other one is Lavernier. They traded for him. People thought he might get minutes.
I still vividly remember the first time you said his name on the podcast. You were like, Joffrey Lavernier.
do my French accent.
You did it so overdone that every time I type his name, I just say it in your voice right there. Lavernier.
Okay. Yeah. You gotta do it right.
Sabonis' preseason's not been good at all.
He's just missed his shots. I'm not asking him to be anything more than a poor man's Myers Leonard, which is very good.
Well, you know I hate Myers Leonard. He's one for
me. They drafted him pretty high. What was he, 12th-ish draft pick?
11th pick. He's 1 for 8 from downtown. He's made 6 field goals in 3 games, and he's playing well over 20 minutes a game. He's got 6 assists to 7 turnovers. He has 2 overall steals and no blocks, and has committed 10 fouls.
Yeah, I didn't say it was going to work. I just said it was possible.
It's not looked good. I don't understand why they're
Billy
not...
Billy Donovan is talking up his defense.
Oh, Billy Donovan can...
Just because I know the coach. Well, I know of the coach, and I know his name, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I met him one time, but besides that.
Oh, you did? That's cool. What was he like? Was he cool?
He was sweaty and very busy.
Oh, that's no fun.
I know.
I don't have a story for you. Well, Sam, we're way over time, but save that story for the next podcast or two. I still don't understand how Kanter and Adams don't make sense, because Kanter lets a power forward drive past him because he's stone feet and terrible on defense, and then Adams can help cover and block and stuff.
Yeah, but you're better off if you have a guy, if Sabonis is capable of not letting that guy get by him, then, you know, everything gets a little easier for everyone else.
Yeah,
it's just impossible, and they like his defense, even if it's not, you know, our kind of steals plus blocks defense. They seem to like it.
All right. Maybe he'll crack his way in. I'm going to do one more update for the end of the season.
Only if he starts. If he doesn't start, then there's too much risk.
Agree. I want to give, we're running, I keep saying this there. Every time we start a podcast, I'm like, Slim, let's start trying to make these like 45 minutes, and we end up never doing it. I like Pascal Siakam?
Ooh, I have no idea.
I like Pascal. Pascal's What's looking
that?
Good.
Who's that, singer, S-I-A, how do you pronounce her name?
Sia.
There you go. Go that route.
Siakam? Siakam?
There you go.
Siakam Newton?
Okay.
I went to a football game and I see a Cam Newton.
I'm sure that is completely wrong. No doubt in my mind.
Oh my God, the Panthers are such a ridiculous train wreck. It is unbelievable.
Oh, you were so happy they were undefeated this time last year.
Oh my God, it is unbelievable the train wreck they've become. It's crazy. Pascal has got 5 blocks and 4 steals in 4 preseason games. He's playing a lot of minutes. He's making his few chances at the field. His free throw percentage has been kind of iffy. But no turnovers the last 3 games. I mean, he's out there to play defense and run the floor.
Yeah, and they've mentioned that they want to see him at some small forward, too.
Yeah. Last game, he started next to Lowry, Carroll, and JV with Norman Powell playing. So no DeRozan. And then who were, Solinger kind of makes sense on the second unit, don't you think?
I wouldn't go either way. I don't know about all that. He's a better 3-point shooter, which they kind of need with JV out there.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, Carroll and Lowry helped stretch it. I don't know. I could see a little bit of run there. He was like 201 for me.
I'd like to see him play. He looks good. He looks capable.
Yeah, he was the guy, I think, in college that put up, like, ridiculous numbers, but just got drafted late.
He was a little bit of a late pick. New Mexico State, 27th overall.
His sophomore year, he came out as sophomore, 20 points a game, 11.6 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2.2 blocks.
Okay, those are good college numbers. It's 6'9", 230 is what they have him listed at.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look huge out there, and I think that's why he probably wasn't drafted. But he put up some crazy bubblegum numbers.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's not there's no 12er what's it called? 12er appeal there at all.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Real quick, wanted to mention, I did disagree. I dropped MCW completely out of my top 200.
No, he's a backup now, isn't he?
Yeah.
At best.
And to Rondo, who they're going to play, want nothing to do with it.
No. I mean, best case scenario is he hurts more than he helps.
Yeah. So, I moved Imahimi out. He was like in the 180s, and he had knee surgery. He's going to miss a month, maybe a month and a half. And I did it, Slim. I moved our favorite, one of our favorite preseason sleepers out of the ranks.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The minutes just are not there.
Yeah, I moved Zubac out of the ranks. They're barely playing him in preseason. This looks like it might be D-League for almost the whole year.
At least to start. I mean, we'll see what happens second half.
Yeah, I just, if they had any plans to play him, he'd be playing 15, 20 minutes a night in preseason, and he's barely getting off the bench.
They gave Mozgov that great contract, and then they gave Black a decent contract. I think it was like $6 million a year, something like that, 2 years guaranteed. They got to play him.
Yeah, so adios, Zubac, but I still love you in Dynasty. Slim, we ran out of time. We were going to talk some movies today, but we'll save that for another time. Thanks everyone for listening. Like I said, our next podcast will be the REL Live Draft Special. A couple of our writers will join us for that. If you like Dynasty Leagues and like following the REL, that should be a pod for you. And we do some interesting yelling and stuff. I think it'll be good for everyone. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a little later than usual for us. There might be an alcoholic beverage involved or two.
Lavonier giving you a liqueur? What's a French? I don't have a French liqueur name. Champagne?
That's half the guy's name that has Delvedova in my league. I bet you know who it is now.
I can piece that together now. We're going to wrap the show there. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you again on Friday morning. And Slim, take it easy, man.
Yes, sir.